Whipper.
Welcome, podcasters. Very fired up. We've got a huge show for you today. I saw a movie the other day that just... It's one of the best I've seen
Gladiator?
For a long time. No, not Gladiator.
Finding
it's a brand
Nemo.
New movie that's in cinemas tomorrow, mate.
What do you got?
War Dogs.
Okay.
About a couple of young blokes in America who become arms dealers and sell guns and ammunition to US government during the Iraq and the Afghanistan wars.
Jeez.
Make a lot of money, but also get into a lot of trouble.
I'm not sure this is safe for our podcast.
Jonah Hill. Jeez, he's a funny bloke.
Very clever man.
He's going to be joining us. Make sure you listen out for that chat in the podcast.
Been a battle in recent times over who's got the most famous todger in the world, Justin Bieber or Orlando Bloom. But we have a new medal winner. Well, not so much in this situation. Japanese pole vaulter now owns the title for the most famous todger.
Are you going to have a crack at his name?
I'll have a crack at his name. Hiroki Ogita.
That's pretty
Thank
good.
Thank you for the clap sound effect, delayed and a bit subtle. Is there not a big more celebration or...
Japan not known for the pole vault.
Not known for the pole vault. Well, height of 5.3 metres.
Did anyone watch the highlights of the pole vault final yesterday?
No.
It was unbelievable. So the guy that hit the lead, who broke the Olympic record, 5.98 metres, was this French guy, and he's really small. I thought you had to be quite large.
No, but you'd want to be... Oh, I suppose you'd need the weight.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
But if you're little, you can really fling yourself over.
So anyway, so he gets 5.98 metres, breaks the Olympic record, goes to the lead. There's only one competitor left. There's this Brazilian 22-year-old. He's a good-looking bloke, actually. Yeah. Like, all the girls love him. And he's never broken 6 metres, got over 6 metres before.
Bang.
Comes out, goes 6.03 metres, gets it on his last attempt, and the whole crowd just went mental.
It's amazing. For the hot Brazilian. Not so much for the Japanese man, Hiroki. I think that's what I said before. Let's go with it. The 28-year-old was let down, sir, by his trouser friend. He managed to get all of his body over the line except for that one little member.
You're kidding.
Which resulted in him knocking the bar off with his willy.
Can I also... Sarah's got it. Can we put it up on our Instagram account? Thanks, Tom, at Fincy and Whipper.
Yeah, no worries.
The thing...
He looks quite upset, doesn't he?
Well, he would be. I mean, you've done so much work, and the only thing... I mean, your best mate knocks the bar off in the end, and you're a little bit upset about it.
He
was found in his hotel room, just nude, crying, looking down, yelling at his Johnson.
With an ice pack on his...
I said he should have kept his pole in the vault, and he would have gone over the line.
That's very clever.
But see, I reckon that's one of the best placed cameras in the whole of the Olympic Games.
Yep.
Right at the top of the
just
pole
to see
vault.
That, and I mean, you were reading out the statistics just the other day, Fitzy, and the different nationalities and the different length and the size.
Yes,
I don't know if Japan was up there.
No, they were down the bottom.
They were down the bottom,
which is why this is a feat that should be celebrated.
Yep,
and he's coming at it the wrong way.
You're right. What would
he
you prefer?
He's the international hero.
What would you prefer, Degroot, the gold medal or returning to your nation, where the reputation isn't big but yours is?
Absolutely, that one.
You've got the true gold medal there, son. Don't cry your eyes out. Consider this a win for you. Well done on your effort.
Well done. Well done. Also, does anyone know when Mac Horton's racing the 1500?
It's this afternoon. Says has got the Olympic update.
I always thought that sport, like I get around
You're
sport.
You're good.
But clearly,
you're a good sportswoman.
I know.
Softball?
Shut up.
Is it T-ball?
T-ball is for six-year-olds.
What do you play?
You start playing T-ball and then you move on to softball.
Softball.
That's how you learn to hit without a tee.
Talk about this one. This was over in China. This is an unbelievable story. Only known as Mr. Wang, 29 years of age, was standing outside a ward at a hospital for his wife, about to be called in to have their first child set.
Oh, exciting.
She was about to go into labour in Shenyang in northeast China. Doctors ushered him inside and told him something that he didn't clearly hear properly. I'm trying to get my head around this story. The man reportedly thought he was going to be asked to be to assist with his wife's birth.
Yep.
But instead, he was asked to drop his pants and lie on the operating table. He said to the Chinese Business Morning View, this is a newspaper, yesterday, maybe I just know too little. I'm afraid of being laughed at for ignorance.
You don't need to do the accent.
If I ask more questions. Doctors then applied... anaesthetized Mr. Wang and proceeded to remove hemorrhoids that he didn't know that he had.
No, come on. No, he has to have told someone.
Something's gone wrong there.
Just look at him in his pants and said, that guy's got...
That's the thing. I mean, the doctor's not putting him on the table and then looking at his bum for no reason.
Yeah. While Mr. Wang lay on the operating table, his wife gave birth by caesarean to a healthy baby. The hospital has now offered Mr. Wang $500 in compensation, but he is consulting lawyers and may sue.
But what? I mean, they haven't really done anything wrong. I mean, there was confusion, but you've got a baby out of it and you've got the hemorrhoids out of your bum. It's a win-win, I would have thought.
It is a win.
You gave birth to some hemorrhoids and your wife gave birth to a kid.
I had to have it. Actually, that's weird because I had to have a groin operation once because my groins, I had osteitis pubis when I was playing footy and I had to get both my groins cut because I was so tight.
Yeah.
But the thing is, sir, they went in for the operation, didn't know I had a double hernia. They didn't know until they went in. And
how did you not know? Isn't that incredibly painful?
No, I know. Which is weird. I'd love to. I wonder if anyone's gone in for one surgery and found out they had other problems.
Well, I told you that one about my dad as a young kid. He was very fat. He had like calipers on his legs, like in Forrest Gump, because he ate so much. His upper body was so heavy, his legs couldn't carry him.
I'm a bit like a hippo.
No, that's my dad I'm talking about. No. Don't use grabs at me.
Well, he sounds similar to you.
Anyway, I think he'd seen Mary Poppins and he jumped off the garage roof with an umbrella, thinking he could float, and hurt his ankle very badly. And the doctor came around and was drunk and tried to plaster the wrong leg, saying, no, this is the broken one. And Dad's saying, no, look at my ankle. It's broken. The doctor had no idea what he was doing. He'd knocked off a bottle of scotch. Then Dad drank it with him and they both sat back and told a couple of war stories about previous wives.
I don't know which story to believe, Mr. Wang's or yours?
Mine, I'm not sure either. You'll have to back me on this one.
Well, but 13-24-10, if anyone's gone in for an operation and found out that you had other problems.
Yep.
That's pretty good. I'd be happy if I was Mr. Wang.
Yeah, because he's probably got that for free as well. Yeah.
Your grapes are gone, and you've got a new baby.
Yep, you've got a new baby, and you've got rid of your fruit basket.
Stop.
Your little beauty. This is an unbelievable story. I'll just wait for the music. Yep, turn it right up, Jay, because this is so scary. And 13. No, yes, sorry, just so you can still hear me over the top there. 13-24-10. What makes your house haunted? This is just amazing. And to start with, I had no idea there was such thing as a demonologist who obviously specialises in demon-like activity, Ryan.
Is there really a title of a demonologist?
Yeah, there are. I mean, this house, there was a call to the home and a couple of police officers turned up. They witnessed clothes flying around the room, flickering lights, upside-down lampshades, and the oven, which just kept opening and closing. They thought it was a bit strange, decided to step outside for some fresh air. It was at that moment they saw the family dog levitating onto a hedge that was about 7 foot high.
Give me a break.
No, it floated up and then sat on top of the hedge.
Hang on, did they see it go up or it was just already on the hedge when they came
out? No, they saw it go up. It was a chihuahua.
Was Dynamo there or
not? No, it wasn't an illusionist. It wasn't some sort of cheap show. This was real life. The officers that first got called there suggested, thought it may have been mental health problems. But then when the officers got there and rang the base and said, hey, Sergeant, you've got to come down and have a look at this, Sarge thought the officers were playing a joke, some sort of old Mount
Stitch
Thomas.
Up. Come on, guys, what's going on? There's a dog floating over there. Who's got
the,
here?
The boy's having a laugh. We should go down there.
Where's
when
the
Sergeant
cameras?
Arrived.
Where's Fitzhugh?
Stitch up, gotcha. when the Sergeant arrived, the chihuahua once again floated to the top of the hedge.
Oh, no, they didn't. No, it didn't. Have you got proof of this?
The officers. What did they say here? The superintendent arrived, excuse me, they thought the cops were being a bit silly. The demonologists hired for the case suggested the spirits may have been feeding off the energy of the prepubescent teens. Bit weird.
Where are the teens? There were no teens.
Living in the house, the family that was actually living in the house.
Oh, okay.
Since moved out. I don't know why demons would be feeding off prepubescent teens.
Sexually frustrated teenagers or something.
Yeah, I just love sweaty kids.
Yeah, so I'm going to make the dog fly.
Mr. Kelly's house or something.
12-year-old sweaty kids because I'm a demon.
A demon. Can you just tell us the breed of the dog again? Because I'm so distracted by
chihuahua.
How you say it. Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. What chihuahua?
Chihuahua, guys.
Chihuahua.
Mate, you know,
the minute I started talking at the start of this break, I knew I was gone. You should have picked me up on prepubescent as well. I reckon I got that wrong too.
He's got a chihuahua pedal on his
head. How do you say it?
You say chihuahua. It's not a wawa. Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Just go easy on the
Was it a demon chihuahua
with prepubescent?
All right, Fitzy, you say it. How do I say it? Chihuahua.
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 Chihuahua. Chihuahua. Stop leaning on the end of the word. Just throw it away.
Okay, chihuahua. So like a chihuahua. I'm just sort of fading out the back
Jackson,
of it.
You know, Michael Jackson, ease up.
Chihuahua.
Was it on the balcony?
It was on the balcony in Balmain.
Listening to an album.
We're listening to an album of Elton John, which was really, really weird. So the story's just got extra weird.
So what story are you looking for here? What course you...
What do you want other than speech therapy?
have you turned 36 and still can't talk? Give us a call. Oh, and how's your flu going this morning? Give us a call. No, I want to know what made your house haunted. Doesn't have to be a levitating chihuahua.
There it is.
A call.
Melanie from Seven Hills, what makes your house haunted, Mel?
Guys, before we start, is there any chance I can get a keyring before it hits 7?
Of course you can, young lady. 864 coming your way.
Well done, Mel.
Thank you very much.
What's your story?
Look, it's not as exciting as the one that you just told, but we moved in about March, and my husband and I can hear someone walking around the kitchen at night. Mm. So he goes away for work a lot, and I can hear someone in the kitchen, or he'll go out the back for a smoke, and he'll think I'm walking around inside. He'll come in, and I'm fast asleep.
That's weird, isn't it? Have you got up and checked horrible. A couple of times, Mel?
I have, but there's never anyone there.
Yeah. Could it just be a couple of his mates trying to get your husband out for a beer or not? No, it's not that.
My husband doesn't go out drinking, and if he did, I'd go with him. It's no one. Trust me, if it was someone there, I'd know.
Isn't it the worst when you go into a new house and it's that first night and you listen out for the creaks? You've got to learn the house, Sarah.
The rhythms of the house.
And you know your hallway back to front, and you know if someone steps on your hallway, it's going to make a certain type of noise. So when you hear that, someone's there.
You had that footstep feeling at your place not long ago, didn't you? Remember when you checked and it turned out like... I mean, Josiah, you meant to play it before he cuts the joke off. Therefore, we all enjoy the reward instead of ruining it. Dino, welcome to the show.
Guys, for keyring 865, scariest story.
Oh, bang. Well, you know what? No, Dean.
No, you
don't get to negotiate, mate. You've got to give us the story and then we'll determine.
Don't worry, mate. Don't worry. Like the other day, I'll get two. Right? Oh. So you understand it, I was the fourth owner of the house. So, we bought this house, and when we first, have a look around, and we thought, it was a nice sunny house, but in the hallway, it had like a skylight to let in extra light. Mm. In the bathroom, it had like a heat lamp and a skylight, which, makes sense. So we lived there for a couple of years. This old lady was walking past, and we were having a chat and all this, and she was saying that she actually used to be the daughter of the second owner of the house.
Mm. Right, okay.
So she was given the history of the house and all this, and we're saying, oh, yeah. She goes, just out of the conversation, she goes, oh, is it still a bit cold there in the hallway in the bathroom? And we're like, yeah, what's going on kind of thing. And she goes, yeah, she said that she didn't find out until she was, early, like 20, that her dad bought it. And what he had was the original owners of the house. Mm. Their son tragically died in the bath. Now, as the mother... found out about the son, with the wet feet, ran out the hallway for help, slipped and hit her head and died in the hallway.
So from the bathroom to the hallway, two deaths in the one area.
Two deaths in the one area, and in the same area where they died, that's where the cold spot of the house is.
Right. You got two key rings for both deaths.
Yeah, I mean, it's morbid reason to get a key ring, to be honest with you. Dean.
More than key ring.
You sick man.
Gruen is back, 8:30 tonight on the ABC. Love getting this man in. Will Anderson, welcome back.
I'm here. Thanks very much for having me, guys. I appreciate it very much.
Well, we love you coming in.
Thank you.
Stay for as long as you want.
Yeah, oh, great. Yeah, one break today.
Well, we'll see how you go.
My time's been cut in top, in half, just as we're about to start, by the way.
We'll see how
Isn't
you
that
go.
The great thing? It's like, oh, by the way, just probably one break today. Imagine that with the Usain Bolt. You're just like, just one race today, Usain.
Just one.
I know we've got the greatest of all time in, but you know what? Just jog one. Around, mate. You
just
know what?
One.
You know what? Just jog the first 50, Tiger. That's all people want
to
see.
What did you say to us before? You said, hey, Justin Timberlake, take a knee, mate. Let Insane perform without you.
The other guys have got to have a dance. Get Joey Fatone up to the mic. Got to get that guy involved.
Don't.
Hey, the census went well last week, boys.
Have you finished yours now?
No, I still haven't got a login code.
No way.
Honestly, because apparently in our house, we just throw out anything that says to the resident.
Yep, sure.
Because there's just going to be bills and stuff. Yep. So we've got no login code. I was doing Gruen last Tuesday night. We were actually doing a tiny little segment about the census.
Yeah.
And then we've come off air and we're just like, okay, well, that's going to be a big, big segment.
What a mess.
About the census.
So a majority of your show tonight would be focused on the census breakdown.
When we recorded it last night, 40 minutes of the conversation is, and the show goes for 35.
Wow.
So.
Mate, I can't wait.
Fair to say, if you're from the ABS, don't tune in. not a great night for you.
It's funny, Will, because yesterday, two uni students from Queensland, they've built a better census site in just 54 hours for $500.
Yeah.
They said that's how easy it was.
Who's
to blame here, Will? Was it IBM? Was it the government? Or?
Oh, all of it, mate. Firstly, why are we having a census like when all our best athletes are in Rio?
Yeah.
Like, that is just going to show Australia was shit at sport first. Okay, so that's bad planning. Secondly, they didn't explain it to anyone from the start. They had these major changes. Because I once delivered the census.
Did you?
Yeah, 20 years ago.
That was your job?
Yeah, it was my job. And for 3 months, and you had to go out to people and explain what it was and all these sort of things. So they got rid of that. Oh, by the way, most boring job in the world, except I swear this is true, interrupted a threesome.
No way.
Which raises the most important question: who stops a threesome to answer the door?
Wow, census.
Oh no, I believe in the census.
I'll just get you.
We need this vital information so we know which schools to fund.
Sorry to interrupt.
Tools down. Well, I want proper public allocation of resources.
What did they do? Get out of here. Who are you?
No, dude's come to the door in a towel, and then there's like two people clearly behind him. Like,
don't.
I mean, clearly.
Don't.
Yeah. I was like, who's resident one?
Yeah.
Who's resident two?
And it's 11 o'clock in the day. What are you doing?
Did you deliver the census? That is hilarious.
Yeah, for 3 months. Yeah,
wow.
In Carlton, in inner suburbs of Melbourne.
Yeah.
And so the big thing was, and this is, I think, where this census really did fall down, by the way, which is that you have a lot of people from countries where if someone knocks on your door and asks you how many people live there or what your religion is or what your income is, it's a pretty big deal to them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we used to have to take a long time to explain what the benefit was and how it was going to be secret.
Horrible.
And so instead, this year, they've just whacked it online and it put the Pause logo. Yeah. Oh, my God. When you do a show like
Pause.
Mine and, like, the thing goes down and the dude's doing a press conference in front of a Pause logo and you're like, do you just love my show and wanted to make my week easy? This is like an audition for Hollow Man. I do not know what is going on.
The threesome would have been like New Year's Eve for you then,
mate. Oh, mate.
Wow. So what, these kids have spent $500
$500
just building something basic.
Yep.
And they've nailed it.
They've built a census site, which would have been just as foolproof as the one that we got, which I think cost the government, they charged IBM $10 million.
Right.
Are we still expected to finish it? Like, they're sitting back going, guys, you've still got to the 23rd. We're really pumped for you to do the next bit.
Oh, mate, they're saying it.
Are they?
Yeah, they're pretty hopeful. They're like, we'll still get it done.
No one's going to do it.
No one can get fined either, because it was going to be $180 a day every day that you didn't fill it in. You can't get fined.
I'm going the opposite direction. I'm fining them $180 every day that I can't fill it in, $180.
Every minute you were offline.
Mate, I'm sending them a form. Tax file number on top. Here's my address, mate. Send me a check.
Wow. I'm looking forward to the Gruen tonight. If you're going to be teeing off on the government and the census, 8:30 on the ABC, cannot wait. Will Anderson, thanks for coming.
Thanks,
buddy.
Boys. One good break.
Thanks. I want to hear from people, though. 13, 24, 10, did you have to change something about yourself for your job? Now, it could be diet, could be haircut. Did you have to get a tattoo removed?
Yeah, sure.
Did you have to get any piercings taken out for your job? Now, this comes off Adele, who is just...
Adele from Tottenham, I don't like flying.
I don't like flying.
She's currently on tour in the US.
And she's on fire. Rumours are that she's going to be coming out to Australia in 2017.
Wow.
And she'll play some big gigs.
I don't like flying.
Like, I mean,
from Tottenham, I don't like flying.
I mean, when you look here, I mean, you could do an SCG. Oh, no, an ANZ Stadium. Yeah. I mean, who's played there? You've got Foo Fighters. AC/DC played there.
Oh, the Enmore.
Some huge acts. Mm. Adele would, well, she'd sell those out quick smart.
Do you reckon you get her on the plane and not tell her where you're going?
No,
is that the only way to do it? You say, no, we're just going to jump over to France or something, so just jump on this flight.
Yeah,
gee,
it's a big plane to fly to France.
Suddenly we're off to stopping in Dubai.
You'll be right, girl from Tottenham.
She's been told by her vocal doctor that she's not allowed to eat pizza anymore.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
If she wants to continue singing, cannot eat pizza anymore. It's got cooked tomatoes in it, which are bad for your throat and give you acid reflux. So she's not allowed to eat pizza for her career to continue.
Imagine being at the doctor. And the doctor sits you down and says, I've got some terrible news. And you might be running. You go, what is it, cancer? And then they say, no, you can't eat pizza. And you go, oh, my God, it's worse than that.
That's full on.
Like, you can't eat pizza? Adele would love pizza. Is it the pepperoni or is it a certain type of
pizza? No, it's the tomato base.
Pepperoni wouldn't be good for it either, though.
You wouldn't think so.
No.
You get tomato on every pizza. I mean, the tomato base is where you start with a pizza.
You know what she needs? Donna Hayes cauliflower pizza.
That's not bad. No, that's
still
got tomato in it.
Has it?
Mm, yeah. Okay. Can you listen to me?
Just do it without the tomato,
mate. Reflux from the tomatoes.
Well, don't put tomato on it.
She's made so much money. Give up the career.
Can she eat kebabs?
Go live on the farm. Enjoy.
Can she do kebabs?
Well, I had a mate, Forbesy. He had to get his hair cut. And I thought, well, you must have a pretty good job then. He was a baggage handler for Virgin Blue.
Yeah, right.
And they said to him, they pulled him aside and said, mate, your hair's too long. And when the customers get onto the flight and they see you on the side, you know, storing their luggage, it's not a good look that you've got long hair. He was shattered.
Yeah, devastated.
Is that the guy you tried to set me up with?
Yeah.
No, that's Wayno. He works at Virgin Blue too. I've got five mates.
What's his hair like? Is he all right?
No, yeah, he's got beautiful.
I reckon a lot of businesses would struggle during Movember. Because, you know, if you've got that corporate appearance and you're getting around with the dirty mo, I mean, what you look like in Movember is just unbelievable.
It's unreal.
With that brush on your top lip.
All right, well, good luck to Adele. Hopefully she comes out to Australia. And if there's Domino's or anyone out there, do not go near her when she is here.
Stay away from her. Lights, camera, humanity. Says Bieber and Selena fight has gone to the neck level.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, so yesterday they've been having that, or over the weekend even it started, they were having that little spat on Instagram and he threatened to delete his account. Well, he has. He's got rid of his Instagram account. It's not going to be there. He said, I'm going to make it private if you guys don't stop the hate. This is getting out of hand. If you were really fans, you wouldn't be so mean to people that I like.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it is a great point. And then Selena put up something on Snapchat, and it was just a black picture, and written across it said, what I said was selfish and
racist.
Pointless.
Oh, okay. Oh no.
Yeah.
It's one of those moments.
We all have regrets.
Yeah. Where were you when you found out Justin had deleted his account? You know what I mean?
I'm disappointed. He's been putting up some really good pictures lately. I was showing Fitzy one yesterday of his new dog.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
that was gorgeous,
that.
You know, and I don't get to see that anymore. I just go over to his Twitter account now and just follow him on there.
Well,
and his Snapchat and
Facebook,
his MySpace page.
Okay, fine.
But he doesn't have Instagram anymore.
One that you like looking at, Whips, Kim Kardashian's bottom.
Huh?
She, you might have noticed sometimes in pictures, I mean, I'd never actually noticed this, but she said
that's
that
big.
It is big, but sometimes there's this weird little, like, enclave in the surface of her bottom, and it actually does show up in pap shots.
Like a dimple?
Like a dimple, but sort of bigger than that, almost a crater. Yeah, anyway, she's finally explained that apparently she gets butt injections for psoriasis,
psoriasis of the bum?
She gets it on her skin.
What is actually psoriasis?
It's like a rash, dry skin patch.
Remember you dacked that guy at school?
Yeah, he had, it starts with an E. Eczema.
Yeah, but it's similar to that. It's a skin irritation that's flaky.
Anyway, she's blaming this. She said she gets cortisone shots in her bottom, and that's why it sometimes creates that mark. So people can stop saying it's butt implants. That's exactly what.
Because remember when you see her bum in the flesh, it just...
Well, we didn't see it in the flesh.
Not naked,
she had jeans on.
No, she did have jeans on. But it's surprising just how...
It's
big and out of proportion. Yeah, it is.
It's amazing because she has such a tiny waist.
Tiny.
And then it just, it's unbelievable. And she's a tiny girl. She's very small.
But then there's this big bum. It's like one of the wonders of the world.
Oh, I mean, I'm not putting it up there with the Taj Mahal, but good on you.
The Barrier Reef.
Yeah, you know, the Great Wall of China.
No, it's natural. This is a natural wonder.
Sure. Okay. Guys, you're talking to Osher from The Bachelor after 8:30.
Osher who? Sorry, mate.
Ginsburg.
Well done, sir. Ginsburg. It's Ginsburg.
No, it's Ginsburg.
We'll play that back to him.
Again.
I've only known him for, what, like 10 years?
That's fine, sis.
Oh, damn it. Okay, anyway, look, this really funny post. Richie was doing...
Bench
press. Thank you. That's the word I'm going for. But everyone started commenting on social media because he only had a 15-kilogram plate.
Yeah, he's doing high reps, man.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What are you, his best mate?
Well, you go to the strong room and shift a bit of steel.
No, you don't.
Well, you can ask Osher about it because everyone's ripped into Richie saying, well, this guy said, that awkward moment when we bench heavier than the Batchy, or maybe he's just warming up, ha-ha.
The big O.
It is warming up. I mean, this is the moment. I think this is the part of the series where all the girls start turning on each other. Mm. It's my favourite part.
I just love that we're talking about the gym and you start pulling your sleeves up. Did you notice
that
scene?
You started rubbing your biceps.
You started lifting your sleeves up on your T-shirt.
No, mate.
Fitzy, I know you have good arms.
We're talking about the Bachelor,
come on,
mate.
Yeah.
I can see them
what
through
your
T-shirt.
What is it, high reps, mate?
Oh, put your guns away.
Stop flexing.
You're junkie. Go to sleep in the car park.
The other one that's come out of The Bachelor is that Kira has had plastic surgery. Osher might be able to clear that up. What do you mean, big deal?
Who cares?
Oh.
What do you mean?
If she's had plastic surgery.
Well, I'd like to know. Where?
I mean, you can tell it's her lips.
Where's it?
She's had lip fillers. She's had sculpted cheekbones, which I'm not sure how you do that.
Sculpted cheekbones?
Yeah, have a look at the before and after picture. It's a big difference. She looks totally different.
Yeah, right, okay, got you.
Finally, Whip, you keep bringing this person up, and I choose not to put her in this segment, but because you do, I'm going to give it to you today. Ruby Rose.
Oh, what's Ruby said? What has Ruby said?
So she's gone on Twitter and asked Margot Robbie for a piece of hair from Margot's character in Suicide Squad.
That's weird.
Yeah, dear at Margot Robbie, do you know where I could find a strand of hair for a Harley Quinn fan? That's the character. Just asking for a friend. Surprisingly or unsurprisingly, Margot has not responded.
It's one of the best movies I've seen for a while, and it's a true story. It's called War Dogs. It stars Miles Teller and also this legend, Jonah Hill. Always love getting him on. Thanks for coming on the show, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Mate, this is an unbelievable movie. You play Ephraim Divaroli, who actually wrote a book about his experiences as an arms dealer. Now, Jonah, I read that you didn't actually get to meet Ephraim. He refused to participate in the production and be involved with it. Does that say a little bit about the bloke's personality?
I don't know, man. I think it's very sensitive. I've made movies about real people a few times now, and you know, sometimes they choose to be a part of it and sometimes they don't. Honestly, I understand why someone wouldn't want to be.
Yep.
You know, to me, you know, I would have loved to meet him, but it just doesn't always work out that way.
When you watch, and the way that you played him so well, Jonah, you get drawn into that guy. And, you know, anyone that gets involved with him, he makes them feel like they are the number one person in the universe, and I think that's why he was so successful. How do you study a character like that then if he's not going to be involved, Jonah? How did you do that?
Well, luckily, I got to meet people who knew him well at the time.
Yep.
You know, and that was incredibly helpful. And I think when I played real people before, often meeting people who knew them is even more helpful than meeting the actual person. You know, if someone were to play me, I would probably give them the best version of myself every time I saw them while they were preparing. Right? I mean, makes sense. So when you meet someone who is around, a coworker, or a friend of someone at the time, they probably give you a more realistic impression to who they actually were.
I mean, Jonah, on that topic, who would play you, do you think? Would it be your mate Seth Rogen? Who would step into your shoes?
I would want Margot Robbie personally.
So would I, mate. That would be amazing.
She's a friend of mine. She's maybe the best actress I know. She's so good. She could probably pull off playing anybody. So But yeah, no, I'm kidding. I don't know. I don't think anyone would be making a movie about my life.
Actually, you are dominating the movie cinemas here in Australia at the moment because Sausage Party is out. Has Seth had a go at you and said maybe you should have just waited a little bit later to release War Dogs, or Todd Phillips should have waited a bit more because you play, well, you play a misshaped sausage in Sausage Party, so you're everywhere at the moment in Australia.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I'll be everywhere again this weekend, too.
Seth,
you know, one's a cartoon and one's, one's animated and one's, I just have a little animated voice in that film. And this is like a different kind of movie. It's based on a true story. And, they're very, very, very different.
Jonah, is it true you turned down the role a couple of times, mate, before accepting?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, Wolf of Wall Street had just come out when Todd first brought me the movie. And, the movies are not similar, but they are similar in that, they're about American greed and kind of the corruption of the American dream, and they're both kind of almost a different kind of gangster movie in a way, about people cheating the system and bad guys until they don't. But ultimately, this story is so unbelievable that I couldn't believe it actually happened, and the character is so exciting to play that I knew I would have been jealous had someone else done it.
Sure.
How was the constant application of spray tan? Because this man, Ephraim Diveroli, liked to get a spray tan quite a bit. How were you smelling the whole time, Jonah?
A bit like an exotic dancer.
Yeah, and how do you know what they smell like?
I was told third party by a third party.
So what was it, a spray tan every day?
Yeah, that was actually one of the weirder parts of the job, this character, because he's from Miami. We wanted him to have a really tacky spray tan, and my skin didn't react well to the spray tan, so we had to apply it almost every other day.
Oh, okay.
And we'd have to do it after work because I couldn't do it before work because it would come off on the clothes and stuff. So I'd have to do it after we were done shooting for the day, which would be at like midnight or 1 a.m.
Jonah, have you been settling in for the Olympics, mate? Have you had a chance or time to watch any of it?
Well, we're on a big press tour for War Dogs, so we've been going all around the world and stuff. So I catch it when I can. Mm. I saw the world record get broken. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was that the 400-meter race?
Yeah, I got to see that, and that was very exciting.
Yeah, the South African guy. Amazing. Usain Bolt has been dominating as well. Australia started really well. We were beating America on day one in the pool, and then now we've just been absolutely annihilated.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, you're not. That's fine, Jonah.
We actually, I don't know if you remember, do you remember we went to Sydney University, Jonah? We actually introduced you up onto stage with Channing Tatum when you were here a few years ago.
A few beers.
Your boys had just come straight from the airport, and you shotgunned a beer before you went up on stage, and the crowd just went mental.
Yeah, those tours with Channing the two of us are not meant to be traveling the world together with
people. I
love it. Do you know, the other day, was this sort of beaten up quite a bit as well? We saw Jonah, Leonardo DiCaprio actually snuck up on you and was taking photos.
Yes.
Did that freak you out, that stitch up, or were you just like, oh, mate, I knew what was going on?
Oh, no, I was really freaked out. I had no idea. I wasn't meeting up with him or anybody. I was just finishing work and going to get a coffee. So I was just checking my email on my phone. And he proper scared the out of me. And then I was very relieved when it was him because, it was a relief.
Is that what he's like? Is that what his personality is like behind closed doors, Jonah?
He's a very multifaceted guy. But, what's amazing is that, he has an amazing sense of humor. He's just like a great guy.
Yeah.
Mate, what else I read the other day as well, Jonah? It's been announced here in Australia that Guns N' Roses are coming back. Was your father Guns N' Roses' accountant? Is that correct?
He was back in the day in the 80s.
How funny.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting.
So
he's my accountant, so, his lifestyle's calmed down a bit. I think I give him a hard time.
Geez,
he'd have some stories.
Some of the financials that would have been going through the Guns N' Roses account back in the 90s would have been astounding.
Yeah, I wasn't privy to any of that stuff, unfortunately.
There would have been a fair bit of, where's all that money going? Well, don't ask, just roll on. Jonah Hill, we love the film, mate. War Dogs is in cinemas tomorrow. Congratulations. We're absolutely wrapped.
Thank
with
you.
The film.
I really appreciate I appreciate the nice words about the film. It's really cool. Thank you.
Mate, and if you do come back to Sydney again, look, we might have to get you to swim between the flags down at Bondi and not get rescued again, Jonah.
Yes, that is 100% my plan.
What happened? Did you have a few drinks under your belt before you went out to Bondi, or what happened?
Yeah, well, that was, again, Channing and I getting off the plane after a long flight of having too much fun, and then we went straight into the water, and then I got caught in a riptide, unfortunately.
All right. Well, if you get into trouble again, we'll get Margot Robbie on standby to give you mouth-to-mouth, and everything should be just fine.
Oh, man. Well, you know, she's amazing. She actually is, you know, not actually, everybody knows, but I've worked with a lot of actors and actresses, and she's up there with one of the most amazing actors I've ever worked with. She's incredible.
Wow.
She's so talented. It's crazy.
She's, you know, her first ever job as well, if you get to see her again, was Subway up on the Gold Coast here in Australia. She was a sandwich artist.
Is that the term? That's amazing.
That's your sandwich artist. Tell her to make lunch for you, Jonah.
I'm glad they acknowledged this stuff. That's cool.
It's quite a craft.
Mate, we loved War Dogs. It's absolutely brilliant. You got to go see it tomorrow. Jonah Hill, thanks for joining us, mate.
Yeah, have a great day. Thanks for having me again.
Thanks mate. Bye-bye.
Hello, Rio. You are the best around. Well done to the Aussies as well. We've got another gold overnight in sailing and a silver. So I think we've jumped a couple of spots on the old medal tally. I think we're ninth now.
Ooh, beauty.
Well done, too. There is some very interesting rules, Sarah, at the Olympics that I didn't know about. An American gymnast yesterday, she completed her routine, and the American team, they felt that the judges had incorrectly scored its difficulty. Yeah. So they believed it deserved an extra 0.1 rating points, and they decided to challenge. Now, I didn't know this, but the rules in gymnastics is that you have to go up to the judges with $300 and launch an inquiry into the scoring. Now, this happened back in London at the last Olympics, and there was a massive blow-up because the Japanese team went up and said, we challenge your scoring.
Yeah,
can you
right.
please check it again? And there was this photo of this guy handing money over to the judges.
So you're allowed to do this.
But you're allowed to do it. Now, this is the thing.
Never heard of it.
If your protest is upheld and they got it wrong, you get your money back. But if it wasn't, right, and it's disallowed, they take your $300 and they donate it to charity.
That's not a bad idea.
So you could do it at the footy as well.
These are the rules, so you're allowed to do it.
But they have to decide really quickly, don't they? So surely that's not worth money.
Well, yeah.
That's just a challenge.
You'd think there'd be challenges all the time, wouldn't you?
Who gets the 300 if they keep it?
Well, you go to charity, did you say?
Yeah, go to charity. Fascinating. I didn't know that.
What about wrestlers? Now, wrestlers are required to carry a blood rag with them to wipe up any claret or any other body fluids that spill onto the mat during a match.
Let's just hope it would be blood. I mean, blood would be what you want.
It could be. Well, wrestlers, they exert so much energy sometimes that it can be anything else as well.
Out the back passage.
So they've got to have it hidden somewhere on them and they've got to clean it up themselves.
So what, you're halfway through a wrestle, you're in the half Nelson and you feel the back of your strides and you go, hold on, a tick like I bought that rag.
I've got it.
Dab my bottle.
And then when I'm done, just hand the rag to a coach.
Just finish.
Hold that for me.
You can borrow competitors' rags. You can do whatever you want.
No, thanks.
Any horse entered the equestrian competition has to be 9 years old and cannot be 4 months pregnant, past 4 months pregnant. That's interesting.
Well, you wouldn't want a pregnant horse, would you, anyway, in the equestrian, because they can't jump.
See, a 9-year-old horse is quite old, isn't it?
Maybe they need that level of maturity, though, to be able to do the equestrian event.
Swimmers are allowed to wear 2 caps, but no more. And despite being half human, half fish, must not compete without a lifeguard present. And that's what we were talking
about,
that photo.
That picture on Instagram. Yeah.
Water polo players have to have their toenails checked to avoid nasty scrapes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And synchronized swimmers can be penalized if the tape that their musical,
Show me the word. We'll get there.
Here we go.
Accompaniment.
Oh, that's the music, Sarah, that's accompanying them. If it doesn't play properly, you get docked points. Jesus.
Did you see the guy who ran away from the security guard yesterday in the diving arena and ran up to the 10-meter and jumped off? So he's come out of the crowd. Security's chasing him. He's run down. He's gone up the stairs onto the first platform, gone up onto the 5 metre and the 7 and then onto the 10 while the security guard's chasing him the entire time. He's trying to strip his tracksuit off so he's down to his speedos, throwing his clothes off. When he gets to the top, the security guard grabs him while he's still taking his pants off. Awesome. He gets his pants off and just pushes the security guard away and does a bomb into the pool.
Awesome. And now he's got algae poisoning.
Yeah, and he's won a gold medal.
That is a great... Have you done the 10 metres? It's very high.
Once. I screamed all the way
down.
Did
you belly whack when you hit?
No, I just shut my eyes and hope for the best.
I think Fitzy should say what's better. Whipper looks fat in that sweater. Write a letter to the editor.
A bit of a cough there, Sarah, you're right.
Yeah, no. My coffee is sitting right in my chest.
No. Yeah. What did you have for breakfast this morning as well? Tradies breakfast. What'd
I had
you
a
have?
Protein ball.
Yeah, and a V.
And an espresso. Yeah, no thanks. I know you guys criticise my breakfast every morning. That's not the point of
protein
the segment.
Protein ball
though.
And a V. That's not bad.
How often do you wash your hair?
Every second day.
Ooh,
we want to know what you love and... Actually, no, it's not. No. I washed my hair this morning.
Your hair's gorgeous, Sarah.
Thank you, Fitzy.
No, I just know we're about to be attacked, mate, so I'm getting defensive.
Well, maybe focus on him this week if you can.
I will. Hit us up, Nova96.9 Fitzy and Whipper's Facebook page, or tweet us at Fitzy and Whipper.
I haven't stolen money from anyone this week. Just putting my hand up there. That was last
I did
week.
Open Jess's drawer, who Whipper steals money from, and she's put a sticker over her change pile saying... Mm. Piss off, Whipper.
That's aggressive, Jess, and disappointing to hear that language on the show.
Jess steals the lollies from the front desk, which is
a charity box.
No, I
and
do
then
not.
Steals from employees.
Mainly
right,
Millie.
You can't keep putting this off, guys. Casey has Facebooked us about how excited she was that Coldplay's Chris Martin was on the show earlier this week. She said, if I didn't know what his name was before, I certainly do now.
Chris Martin, welcome to the show, buddy.
Oh, Chris. Mr. Chris Martin.
To receive an email from Chris Martin.
You know what I'd love to ask Chris Martin? What's your memories from the night, Chris Martin?
Now, Chris Martin, before we let you go, mate, Chris Martin, thank you very much for coming on.
You've
so chucked
weird.
In a couple of it. Because we spoke to Chris Martin 3 times in about a month. So you've cut it all up, haven't you?
That's
no,
Chris
that
Martin
was all
for you.
From one interview.
I'm a big Chris Martin Coldplay fan.
Hugh has emailed us, Fitzy, you are known as one of the Aussiest blokes going around, but you can't even pronounce one of the Aussiest clothing labels properly.
And he used to do it in like his R.W.
Williams. R.W.
Williams. I got it right first time.
R.W. Williams, yeah, back yourself, mate.
Oh, Alyssa has tweeted this.
Robbie Williams.
This one's actually about Matt DeGroote. And how about when I said to him, can you make sure you're around for this segment?
Here we go.
He said, has someone emailed in to say I'm underutilized and really awesome? No, they have not. Thank
you. Echoing the feedback that I get on the street.
I agree, though, mate.
No, I mean, thank you
letters
from
to
your
yourself.
Oh, hey, Matt DeGroote is really great.
You can imagine in his bathroom at home, it's written on the mirror.
Yeah, you can do this, Matt. You've got
no,
this.
You know how you can get toilet rolls with all your tweets on there? He's just got all tweets of people saying, well done, Matt.
Pumping him up.
Absolutely can't argue with any of that.
All right, so here's the legitimate feedback. Alyssa has tweeted, is Matt DeGroote getting lazy or is he merging the athlete and their sport into the one name?
This one. The career of champion and a cyclist is over. As soon as I said it, I looked over and hoped that none of you heard that.
That would be an awesome name. And a cyclist.
Wow, that is sensational.
This one's an internal. The boss, Sean, has emailed asking if you two could put as much passion into your storytelling as you have about the beautiful weather this week.
Magnificent weather that we had over the weekend. Could it get even better today? The glorious weather continues from the weekend. Beautiful Monday.
It is just magnificent outside, guys. If you get an opportunity to get outside this morning with the one that you love, put your arm around them and tell them how much you love them.
I mean, why wouldn't you celebrate? Have a look outside.
If that's the best you've got, we are told in this job, sense of the day, mate. You've got to tell everyone out there and what it's like outside because they don't know,
you've
Sarah.
You've got to celebrate it,
they don't
Sarah.
Have eyes. They can't look out
no,
there.
No, they're getting
don't
ready.
Have windows.
No,
they're
they
getting ready
not.
For work and school.
You paint a beautiful picture, Fitzy.
Is that all?
No, there's one more as a bonus. So this one was a team one. Millie found this, and I'm glad she did. So Whipper tried to tell us a story about a chihuahua earlier in the show today, and he has failed miserably. If you missed it, let's relive this moment.
the family dog levitating onto a hedge was a chihuahua. The chihuahua once again floated to the top of the hedge. Chihuahua. 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 Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. That sounds chihuahua. Like a weird instrument you'd it's find like in Byron
yeah,
Bay.
Yeah, it's a wah-wah.
At least
pedal
I got levitate,
guitar,
right? Millie didn't know what it was.
Dear wah-wah. Me. Unbelievable. Thanks for all your feedback, guys.
Well done, Sarah's Bearers.
Oh, Sarah, you mole. Well can we talk about a cruise? Now, 13, 2014, I want to hear from anyone who has been left behind.
Oh, yeah?
Now, it could be, I don't know, have you been left behind on a school excursion?
Mate, it happens to every kid, I reckon, growing up.
A Kentucky tour, have you been left behind?
Your mum leaves you in the supermarket at one stage.
Yeah, if you've got a story, give us a yell, because there's a woman, a Chinese woman, who went on a cruise with all her friends. And I think there was a bit of a gastro breakout. There's always gastro
on a cruise, unfortunately. Yeah, standard.
So she was trying to stay away, get some fresh air to stay away from the gastro bacteria that was hanging around, Sarah.
Lovely.
And she was up on one of the decks, and unfortunately, she leaned over the side to get a photo and went a little bit too far.
Oh.
She was getting a selfie as well. This is the thing, because no one saw it. She went off the side. Oh. She actually fell 7 stories into the water, but didn't receive any injuries. This was the thing, though. She lived to tell her incredible tale, because she went into jellyfish-infested waters. She didn't have anything to actually float on.
Yep.
And she paddled for 2 days in jellyfish-infested waters before she was rescued.
Good effort. Wow.
Great effort.
By another boat.
By another boat.
What, so nobody on the boat saw or heard her
No, her parents, who were reportedly on the cruise with her, didn't realise she was missing for hours. And her dad refused to believe that she was alive when she spoke to her on the phone. He refused. He thought that she was gone.
Paddling for 2 days, you would think that you wouldn't survive that.
That's a huge effort.
Isn't it?
Well, they're saying that she's known to be a really, really good swimmer, and that saved her life.
Obviously.
Jellyfish. Imagine being in the water, though, and just getting stung by jellyfish the whole time.
No.
There's the friendly jellyfish, those sort of clear ones that you throw at your friends at the beach. They're always good fun.
Do you mean blue bottles?
No, you don't throw a blue bottle at a friend.
Yeah, hey, mate,
here's a good joke.
You could.
They're good to jump on and pop.
Now, don't jump on them either, would be my quick tip.
Didn't you do that as a kid? When you run along the beach, you pop them?
No, you'll see that on Bondi Rescue, I think, sir.
Ashley from Alexandria, where were you left behind, Ash?
I was growing up in outback Queensland, and my house was about 80 k's from the school, and I used to have a bus pick us up in the morning and the afternoon, and my brother was the captain of the bus, and on the way home, he left me off the bus, and I decided that it'd be best if I actually walk home the 80 k's, and got picked up by the local police about 5 k's down the road, and they drove us home, and when I got home, my parents still didn't realise I was missing an hour later until the police turned up.
No one cares, Ash. No one cares, do they, mate?
Oh, brilliant.
Oh,
not fair.
Geez, 80 k's. How long do you reckon that would have taken you? You would have been ready for school the next day, Ash, before you got home.
I don't even know if I would have made it. I was probably about 9 years old.
Good effort.
Well
good
done,
effort.
Ash. You made it.
Janine in Newport. Where were you left behind, Janine?
I was left at the beach.
Oh, how old were you, Janine?
I was only 9 months old, and I was the youngest of three, and my mother took us to the tap and was washing all their feet, and then she picked up my sister and put her in the car, and everyone else jumped in the car, and they drove up by us and all an ice block and realised they had one ice block left over. And they go, oh, my God, where's the baby?
So if they hadn't bought the icy poles.
At the tap.
Oh, Janine, no. is this a story that gets brought up every Christmas?
Oh, absolutely. I've been left everywhere. It's amazing.
So that wasn't the first time, Janine? God.
No. Oh, that wasn't the first, but then there was a few others that I was left behind.
Has anyone said read the play, Janine?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the message you're trying to get through to you here?
Well, lucky you didn't leave you on the top of the car or the roof.
Well, that's you always would know too, Fitzy, when you had Lenny. For a while, you forget there's another one hanging around.
I know.
Quite often, I'll go, all right, are we ready to go? Oh, no, there's another one upstairs. I'll go and get that one.
Well, I did leave all that money because of the two kids screaming in the back seat.
$7,000.
And Lenny just wanted a bop-bop. Bop-bop, yep, no worries. So, but we just sold BJ's the car, and $7,000 in the envelope,
gone.
On top of the roof.
Thanks for your donation to
Sydney. So, I wouldn't mind leaving Lenny somewhere, if that's okay. The Bachelor continues tonight.
So many questions. Woo-hoo! Where do we start?
Intruders. Have we got an alert there for intruders? Just have a crack at it, Jay. What comes?
There's been a break-in.
No, that's not the intruder alert.
It's an alarm clock.
The intruders are in tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10. Osher Ginsberg joins the morning team.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I've missed you, boys.
So what, three girls have broken into the house?
Breaking in would imply that it's a sneaky entry. We land them in a chopper in the backyard.
How's that house?
Yeah, so, mate, so many more choppers this year. I mean, the ladies use their emotional vulnerability. We take their emotional vulnerability. And we go, okay, we thank you. We'll take this. We'll keep it precious. We'll make a TV show out of it. We're going to help you find love. And then we go, you know what would be funny? It'd be interesting if we only ever land Richie in a chopper, and then one day we bring a chopper along, but it's got three girls in it.
Yes! That'll mess
can
with
I,
everyone.
Can I ask you, what's the difference? Because now we're starting to see with all the girls in the house that they're starting to get under each other's nails, right? What is the difference between the guys in a house, in a bachelor house, and the girls in a bachelor house that you see as a host?
Not much.
Not much?
No, not much.
I mean, the blokes reported, I mean, they were saying it was more of a bucks party. Everyone was sitting around having beers and they seemed to get on a lot better than the girls do.
Not this year.
Really?
No.
You beauty.
Not this year, because you see how some of the blokes carry on. You're like, really? Okay.
Wow.
Right, pal.
Egos.
So this is The Bachelorette, which follows on from The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. This is what you're talking about.
You're watching The Bachelor, which we filmed a little earlier in the year, so it's all that's all over and done with. And tonight is an absolute cracker because Richie didn't even know that there were intruders. We just
awesome.
Yeah, he thought he was going on another group date.
So
we took him out to somewhere in the, like Peach Ridge or something. We took him out there. He's like, "What am I doing here? When do the girls get here?" I was like, "Funny you should ask that, Richie."
Three new ones.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Rumour getting around, and also you may have seen it hinted on the promo. Megan walks tonight.
Well, don't believe everything you read.
Is there a walkout?
I will say there is a walkout. You know, who it is, though? I can't tell you. I honestly love a walkout because it is a woman going, you know what? I came here of my own volition, and you know what? I'm not into this anymore. Now going to leave, and a good bit of self care. I mean, no one's trapped. They can walk whenever they want.
Can I use a term that's very popular in reality TV, and that's flying under the radar? You'd be familiar with that on Big Brother, Frozy. Yeah. Alina, is that how I say her name?
Olena.
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 Yeah. Flying under the radar, mate. We're going to see a lot more of her, aren't we?
A lot more.
He's barely spoken to her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That editors are choosing to not show too much of her right now. Because she's coming in with a storm, guys.
Mate.
She's gone straight to favourite for me.
You are reading way too much into this.
We're not seeing enough of her.
You like some of the ladies on The Bachelor after a date. Did he hold your hand? How did he hold your hand? That means he really likes you. Nobody held legs, only two fingers. You're reading too much into this, mate.
Yeah, I'm hooked.
No, can we ask about this one? Because poor Richie's been getting... Do you know, The Bachelor would have to be the number one television show for social media. It goes into meltdown.
It's awesome. I've been doing Facebook Lives after the Thursday night shows, which is super fun. And I did one the other day from my house, and we got like 750,000 people watching it.
That is amazing.
It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. It's fantastic fun. And then also the Twitter, doing Twitter during the show is great. Mm.
Richie's put a photo up of himself doing bench press, and someone's actually magnified the photo, and he's only got 15 kilograms on each side, and they're saying, "I can bench press more than The Bachelor."
Ooh. Okay.
Richie's, have you done a workout? Have you done a session with the old batch?
I did a workout with Sam Wood last year.
Yeah.
I don't recommend going to the gym with a bloke who owns a gym.
No way.
No?
No way, no.
But I will say this about Richie. If you can swim from Rottnest Island to Fremantle, which Richie has done, only a couple months ago, you're more than welcome to write shit about him on Twitter.
That's 19, 20 Ks.
Is it really? 20 kilometres?
20 Ks.
It's unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah, he can do it.
Okay. Hey, here's the other one that's getting around. This is a great rumour. Shane Warne, and is it Kiki? Is that her name? I mean, that is, Warney would look at the bachelor house, right? He's like the alligator with the injured wildebeest, just seeing when he can come in and take the pickings. And apparently, he's made a move. Do you know anything about this, Osh?
I know nothing about this.
You're smiling too much.
Kiki is a beautiful lady. She is, there's a few 100%ers. There's a few people who, what you see is what you get.
Yep.
Kiki is one of these. Georgia is one of these.
Okay.
Osher. Yes, sir.
Have you approached Channel 10 about getting Shane Warne on as The Bachelor?
Oh, hello.
I'd pay to see it.
I have not.
Mate, they've got to pay yep. him $5 million.
He was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Yep. I think we all saw a little too much of Warnie. Yep.
Couldn't get enough.
I don't think there's any women that would say, yes, I want to find love.
Yes, there is. Yeah, but see, the type of women that would go in there would be amazing because they've got no shame.
Anything could happen.
We've got no shame, I promise you.
Just quickly, we've got Kira, who she's probably the most spoken about bachelorette that's in the house.
Lovely.
We've got her on Friday.
She's great. You'll love her.
I mean,
she's good fun, isn't she?
Every episode she's blowing up that she's not getting single dates. Is she good fun? Like, anything that we should ask her?
A lot of people don't know how to handle Kira because she just doesn't play... Well, I'm sorry to get all... We live in a white male heteronormatively run society, and, yep. and any woman who says, actually, no, I don't like this, and actually, no, this is not okay with me, people are like, ooh, look at her. She's just saying what blokes say all the time, but because she's a woman, people are upset about
she's
that.
She's great on the show.
I think she's fantastic. Mm. I love her to pieces. Okay. She's great.
Mate.
You'll have a great time with her. She'll be careful, because she doesn't suffer fools.
All right, Megan walks tonight. Confirmed by
don't believe everything you read, mate.
Warnie's going out with Kiki. That is
don't believe.
Confirmed.
And Richie can only bench press 30 kilos.
You guys. And I'm in a love affair with James Matheson. Anything else you want to talk
still?
About?
Oh,
yeah. After all these years,
we love it. We got behind his campaign. He did really well, Jim.
He had 10 grand of funding and 5 weeks of campaigning, and he walked away with nearly 12% of the vote.
That's a good effort.
Bad,
Jimbo's crushing it.
If he had a few more weeks, he could have got that extra few votes and he could have been in representing us.
You know what? I really wish if he goes again in 4 years, which I hope he does, I'm going to put this out there right now. ABC, Channel 9, Channel 7, that's fine. I want to read out the Warringah seat voting results as if we were on Australian Idol.
Oh, like a rose ceremony.
And the winner will be back after this.
Tony, you are in the bottom three. Oh. No, that's what I want to do.
All right, Osher, tonight The Bachelor continues, 7:30, Channel 10. Thanks for coming in, legend.
Thank you so much for having me, boys.
Thanks, buddy. Fitzy and Whipper.